favorite arcade game? Like, did you ever go to like arcades as a kid? Like, I would go to like an arcade slash putt putt place a lot.
Yes, no, it was amazing. I liked Ninja Turtles. So I did Ninja Turtle. I did X-Men a lot too.
Yeah.
So those were two of my go-tos. I didn't do the fighting games. Those were super popular, but I didn't do those as much. And I think the first-person shooters were a little bit after my time.
Remember Doom?
Oh, yeah.
Doom was like, was that the first one?
Like on PC. Yeah, it was amazing. No, I remember that. But I did go to the like those places, like Putt-Putt, bumper boats and bumper cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Batting cages sometimes.
Where you just get dropped off by your parents.
And back then, man, like $10 is all you needed to have a full day. God.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because it feels right. It feels right. Legendary. Look how we made it this far.
You look fluffy this morning.
Do I have like a, is it like a halo effect with this light?
Yeah, it's like you have like an after bathroom glow.
After bathroom glow. Gotcha. Good. Yeah. That's what I was going for.
Sounds like you've been spending just as much time in the bathroom as I have lately.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been fantastic. So yeah, I flew to Milwaukee just to never leave the hotel room at the PPA and have a stomach bug. So it was, yeah, it's been a lovely week for me, but I'm feeling fresh. And that's what I was telling you, is when you feel that bad,
yeah,
like the next 48 hours when you feel normal finally is like awesome. Because I mean, I had a meal last night. It was so good. It was so good.
What did you eat?
I don't know, man. Oh, last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it was legit. So we went, so I flew after Milwaukee, I flew to Orlando because we have MLP. So we drove down to Delray area and we practiced the fives in the St. Louis Shock.
Nice.
Because you have premier teams and challenger teams here. So it was perfect situation. And then we went to a Russian restaurant with Yana Newell, Gretchkina Newell, and Irina Tereshchenko. And so we rolled in, we're talking Russian. We got the business. So they set us up with everything. Very good. Languages are crazy, man. It's just
Russian's
to watch,
wild.
Yeah, to watch those ladies order, and you know, like the waiter was just fired up that they were speaking to him in Russian and everything. So it was a fun experience, and I'm glad to be feeling better for sure.
Coming off a stomach bug, Adam, that was it feels pretty brave to go to like a pretty meal for
no,
you.
No, I know.
You had to be nervous.
I was very nervous. I was very nervous, and I had had like that morning I had had like a turkey sandwich like afternoon, and that was like my first like meat. I had just been eating like noodles and broth and crackers. So I was very nervous, and the sandwich was all good. So I just kind of went for it. I probably went 6 out of 10 at the restaurant. You know me, I can go hard at a restaurant. So I pulled back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't have anything spicy, and I think I'm good to go.
God, that's big news. That's big time. If you can get through a Russian meal, you're cruising now.
Let's go. Yeah.
No, you know what they have based on this? One of my favorite things about going to Ireland and the UK and New Zealand is something they have that comes with their coffee, which you know. Ooh. I like, Adam.
Uh-huh.
And it is these guys.
Ooh, digestives.
Digestives, right? It's like, you know, it just helps absorb some of the coffee and goes down a little easier. So
is that like a Biscoff?
Not terribly different. Biscoff, okay. I would say, is like more of like a cookie. This is more of like a, it's got like a hint of sweet, but not sweet.
Okay. I love Biscoff cookies. And
me too.
Do you ever fly Southwest?
Yes. Not in a while, but yes.
You know the like the Maui pretzel company where they have the onion seasoning? It is absolutely to die for. So, and I get both of those things on the flight. So you get the only time I ever eat Biscoff cookies is on the flight. And those onion pretzel things are one of my favorite snacks of all time. It's so good.
Dude, so big Biscoff guy here, and Malin found in the freezer section of, I think, Whole Foods, they
Ooh.
had a Biscoff ice cream bar.
Stop it.
So,
Whole Foods.
yes,
I'm actually going to write this down.
Biscoff ice cream bar. It's like it was. I thought it was a bit too Biscoffy, like too probably a little too. I know. It was money though. You gotta try it. You gotta try it. If you're a Biscoff guy, you gotta get the Biscoff ice cream bar. It's
Done.
just.
And we like order Whole Foods. So,
Well, this is going to be an easy game for you then.
yeah, it's going to be a real easy game. I mean, I wrote it down, so it's going to happen.
How
I'll report.
stoked are you for MLP?
How'd what?
How stoked? This is it. This is the
Oh
this
yeah, this is
is
it.
this
This is no,
is
it's amazing. Great practice. Everybody's looking good. You had some Irina hadn't played a tournament in a little while, but she's been practicing a lot leading up. And then, of course, Yana, Eric, and Max had nationals, and they're sharp as a tack. So
Yep.
I'm feeling really good about it. There's a couple situations for the four challenger teams. Jaume Martinez Vic is out,
Why?
and I don't know. I have no idea. So I mean, I haven't like digged deep into why, but I haven't heard
Because
anything.
he hit his number already and isn't gonna get.
That's an option. Yeah, that's an option. So, which if that
There's
is an option,
prize money too though, right? Or no?
I don't believe
First
so.
sign players,
Yeah,
probably
I
not.
don't believe so. So, that could be it. That seems a little sad if that's the actual case. And then,
I think it is the case, but it's.
And then Brendan Long has, I think Brendan Long is actually in a little bit of trouble. He had a stress fracture in his hip, or a stress reaction of some sort. So hopefully he is back in business. But the
Doesn't
fill-ins for
sound too long. It sounds like maybe six, 8 weeks for Brendan,
okay,
but yeah,
all
big
right,
bummer
yeah,
for him. He
that's yeah,
missed nationals because of it too.
yeah. Weeks better than months, that's for sure. So Anderson Scarpa is in for Xiaomei, and Wyatt Stone, the youngster, is jumping in for Brendan Long for the Chicago Slice. So. We don't we play Miami, so they're fresh. So if we're able to get through that match, possibly a team that is not quite at 100%. So we'll have to see. But no, it's I'm fired up. We're going to the facility later today. There's a little bit of rain right now in the afternoon, and we're gonna get some touches in. And team chemistry is strong, and
Oh,
I'm gonna
yeah.
do a little video work, come up with a nice little game plan for these sons of guns, and let it fly.
Rick and Timothy both down there?
Not yet, but coming. Rick's bringing the whole family. They're gonna go to Universal. I mean, we're in this like Sleeps 29 Airbnb, and they have like themed rooms. Like one's Pirates of the Caribbean, one's this. It's like a total Universal house, so it's pretty funny. They
Are
have a
you in
whole
there
game.
already?
Yeah, huh?
Are you already there? Or are you checking
Yeah,
later?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, and the team
What
is
room do
here.
you have?
I'm in a regular room, unfortunately. But there's like Harry Potter stuff, and it's all set up for like, the typical five families come to stay at this house and go to Universal. So it's pretty funny. The game room, there's foosball, and then there's like arcade with a flat screen, and there's like five different places. So you can play arcade games against your friends with the screen on the
Oh,
wall.
that's sick.
It's pretty awesome, yeah. So
What was your
legit.
favorite arcade game? Like, did you ever go to like arcades as a kid? Like, I would go to like an arcade slash putt-putt place a lot.
Yeah, yes. No, it was amazing. I liked Ninja Turtles. So I did Ninja Turtle. I did X-Men a lot too. So those were two of my go-tos. I didn't do the fighting games. That those were super popular, but I didn't do those as much. And I think the first person shooters were a little bit after my time. So
Do you remember Doom?
Oh yeah.
Doom was like, was that the first one? I think Doom was the
Yeah, that's
first.
like on PC, yeah, it was
Yeah.
amazing. No, I remember that, but I did go to the like those places like putt-putt, bumper boats and bumper cars and go karts.
Batting cages sometimes.
Good times. Absolutely good times. Where you just get dropped off by your parents.
That's
get picked up in like 3 hours or something.
back then, man, like $10 is all you needed to have a full day.
Just roll, and you could get like, if you got, so it's like you get a small bonus if you use $5 or $10 or 20. And if you just had the $20 and you got like $5 worth of bonus tokens.
All day. You're good.
All day. I'm literally glowing right now. That when you like nostalgia, when you bring up,
it's the best.
It is the absolute best. So
and we're the same. We had the same stuff growing up because same age. So it's hard to have those conversations with a lot of people, Adam.
It is. But you know who else you can have those conversations with? Eric Bang Bang Lang.
Yes.
So when someone is within a couple of years of you, like you have all the stuff. Like he'll be like, "Do you remember whatever?" And I'm just like, yes, Eric, I do remember. It's perfect. So,
okay, guys, big news. There is a holiday bundle going on here at Selkirk. You can get a SLK paddle and two accessories. So that could be bowls, that could be a hat of your choice, any of those amazing accessories that Selkirk has to offer as a part of this holiday bundle. You can get those for 15% off. So I would highly recommend checking it out. And
So that's the update for MLP. We're actually playing on Pickle Roll.
Outside.
Excuse me? Yeah,
outside.
We're at the USDA National Campus. So I didn't even know that till like a week ago. So we're playing on Pickle Roll. We're gonna try to, you know, everything's a little different. So we're gonna try to get some touches on that.
Why? Why on Pickle Roll?
Fantastic question. I'm sure I'll have an answer for you next episode. But
because aren't they? They're having an amateur PPA right as well, or no? Is it just MLP?
I don't think it's with MLP. It might be later. I think that one's right before Christmas. So the amateur
got it,
only.
Got it. So this is MLP only.
Right.
Is that right?
And then there was not Pickle. There was not Pickle Roll, but something else different in the for Milwaukee.
How was that? Did it play well?
I don't know. I never
from
went.
From what you saw in the bathroom.
But it was at like a convention center. It was super similar to Salt Lake City. And I'm not a big city guy, but tournaments in the city are cool. When you can walk
agreed.
It's cool, but I heard that it's getting better, like each event. So there's been three. They did one in Salt Lake that had a roll roll of some sort. And then there was in the Fontainebleau, and then now here in Milwaukee. So I actually really like the idea of it. And I think that they will get better and better at making it as close to the outdoor surface each time. So, and that's the buzz from the players. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but that it's been getting better, and they're starting to figure it out a little bit better. So, from what I could tell, and what I was talking to people through my devices, that it was a cool tournament. Quite a few of the top people not there. But some fun matches and a cool energy, new place as well.
Hard Eights alum, CJ Klinger rolling to the final.
I mean, the kid can do it. I mean, I'm a huge fan. Love the kid. He actually said that he will be,
you know what he reminds me of, Adam? Just side note real quick,
please.
Like stature. Just bear with me here. He is to me, he is a left-handed Andre Daescu.
A left-handed Andre Daescu. Okay. Like front and like fairly slender guys, but like
makes a lot of balls.
Hands. Yeah. Big man, soft hands. So you see him. That's not exactly how you would guess his game style is. But the thing is I think CJ, of course, the age is significantly different. The offensive potential is high with him.
Yeah.
With what he can do with the ball, and if he can add some raw power. But I do think the comparison makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons.
Because he digs out more balls than you think he's going to. He's able to get that ball. Yeah.
His defensive chops are legit. When he gets like a little extra pop on the counters, and has some finishing power once he starts it. His starts are great. He just has a little trouble finishing. So
that second, third,
I think the ceiling's sky high with him, and it looks like two of his main partners next year will be Kwang Duong and James Ignatowicz. So he's going to play more with James in 2025. So that could be cool. I like it.
It's a good combo for sure.
It's a good combo. Speaking of Andre, he got a bronze medal with Pablo Tellez.
Nice.
And Fed and Gabe Tardio, they got it done, along with Anna Bright and Rachel Rohrabacher in women.
And it was,
so,
it was pretty routine in the final, right, with Fed and Gabe?
For both of those. Sorry. Rohrabacher and Bright won five games with the Kawamotos, but Tardio and Stackshard, it was kind of a bloodbath. It was like
clinic.
One of those cascading downward score lines, like 11-9, 11-7, 11-2, you know, something like that. So, and Rob, also we had some matchups for those year-end championships. And I think everything was pretty like chalky with the partners they were supposed to. But Dylan Frazier had the second choice. So Colin was a few points ahead of Ben. He chose Ben. Dylan chose Pablo Tellez.
Hold on. Just for context, Adam, can you explain what the being able to choose means?
Right. So you have a player pool of the top eight players in the respective genders, right? So if you are the number one ranked player, you get first choice of that player pool. You cannot choose outside of who was not invited. So you can't just grab random.
But you have to choose. You could choose anybody out of that 16, or do you have to choose anybody. 9 to 16? Okay, got it.
No, you can choose anybody. So Colin had played a couple extra tournaments, so he got to choose Ben. And then Dylan, as the second-ranked men's player, he can choose anyone he wants from that entire field of players. And JW's available. I don't know, Christian Alshon, a couple other people are available. So he chose Pablo Tellez. So that means that he is going to be playing a decent amount of pickleball with Pablo Tellez to at least start 2025 is what I would gather. That's kind of the trend of what was going on. So I think the other... another interesting, not interesting, but I think Dekel and Christian Alshon are playing together, which is, I mean, it's a lot. If they play well, I mean, they can certainly beat anyone. It's a lot of firepower. And then, and JW was playing with Gabe Tardio. And so there was, there's some fun stuff. And then Hayden and Fed. So I think that's
going to be
I was going to ask
you Fed, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of tournaments between with those two, at least for the first half of 2025 as well. So
do we have a reunion of Matt Wright and Riley?
No, it was not Matt Wright and Riley. I believe it's Matt Wright and Andre Deescu.
Okay.
Yeah. And Riley and somebody, I don't know. Maybe he didn't make it in men's and he made it in mixed. Maybe that's possible. That might be what it is, actually. He made it in mixed and didn't make it in men's. But it'll be fun. So it's going to be pool play. And there'll be two pools of four, and the top two of each pool make it out. And then there will be, you know, a standard tournament from the semifinals on, basically. So I think it's going to be a fun event. And I like some of the new partnerships for 2025, especially on the men's side. One breakup, Dylan and J-Dub, and it just ripple effects all the way down. So that could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, I mean, those are, I like Hayden and Fed. That's going to be super solid. It's going to be a tough team to beat.
I mean, they just don't miss like at all, really.
Hayden's drops he's not missing, like, and they're pretty aggressive. Like, they're pretty good rolls, and they're not just like, you know, a chip and let's get in. It's a dipper. Like, he doesn't miss it.
Yeah, like maybe you can get into some situations to blow up Fed with kitchen offense. But even his counters and his power has ticked up. Like, it is, I used to be high floor, low ceiling guy. It's just not the case anymore with Fed. I mean, he's really stepped up some of his power and some of his finishing ability. So I worry for anyone who's going to play those two. Like, where are you going to pick on? I don't know. And the whole Gabe Tardio situation is going to be interesting too. We talked about that. I don't believe that he is under contract right now. So is he gonna play some international stuff? Is he gonna lock back in with PPA? I really don't know. So
I mean, the PPA, like, Tardio's your, I mean, he's, you're talking like the young bucks that has personality, like, you know, Gabe and Hayden, when they play, like, they're just chirping, like, you, this is what you need if you're the PPA, right? So, you know, Gabe's looking at all these guys with, you know, the 3-year contracts that are pretty big money. And why should he settle for, you know, a fraction of what they're getting?
Right. No, I'm with you. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, like, you know, PPA has everybody right now. So, like, why are they just going to dump money on Gabe Tardio when they literally have everybody else?
Yeah.
It could be a stalemate situation. I agree completely from both ends. So,
yeah.
But I mean, we, like I said, we practiced with them. Dudes are good, man. Like, they would even, you know, it's practice, you know, pro practice, like, there's little pockets of intensity and then there's a little more
silliness,
a little silliness going in too. But like, when they would dial in, or Gabe was just, you know, like, birding and then earning on the next ball, or, you know, like, you're just like, dude, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, how can you get these shots and play this way? So they're legit, man. They got all the talent in the world. And I think I heard Rettmeyer say, it was like, I don't care what you can say, or you can look at Hayden, you can say whatever you want to, but he walks around like he's hung like a horse. So, you true. Know, when he has that, not everyone has that energy, that BDE. So, I'm fans of them and their games and kind of what they bring to the table. So, we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah. I think he's on the list for the Indian League. So we'll see if that stays true. Cause that's going to happen. That draft happens, I think, early to mid December. So
yeah. Okay.
We'll know then.
I got something here. So I was just thinking about this the other day, and I've talked to a couple people about it. What do you think about, like, when you were in an exchange or you were getting sped up at, like, looseness / being upright and kind of free with your movement, or being a little bit more intense and possibly crouch down and engaging your lower body a little bit more? Because I see a wide variety, and I'm not even necessarily saying one is right or wrong, but I see, you know, like, you have like JW who look like you want intensity from him, maybe a little more intensity for him, but maybe that whip and that looseness is his special power for his hand speed. And I have, you know, heard a little bit of talk and some rumblings. And what works for you, or what are your thoughts on this as kind of a tip of the day, as it's kind of been a hot topic that I've seen?
Yeah, I saw Jimmy post on this too. And he's
– Jimmy who?
You know, Ignatowicz.
Oh, did he? Okay, I didn't even realize. Okay, perfect.
You got to be careful with that, Adam.
Careful with what?
You said, oh, did he?
Oh, did I? Yeah, no, I know that's not a great situation either.
Just to be clear, James Ignatowicz has nothing to do with Diddy. No freak offs. It's just
no baby oil. I just watched a lovely documentary on Hulu about this guy named Shine. He was a rapper, and he was the guy who went to jail when Diddy had like a gun in the club. So he was basically the fall guy and went to jail for 10 years. And
Jesus,
anyway,
10 years.
Yeah, completely off topic. That is a really good documentary if you want to watch that on Hulu. Anyway, go ahead.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
But a guy named Shine. So just
Shine,
look up a guy named Shine.
A rapper named Shine who was part of the Diddy scandal. Da 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 da. Whatever. Anyway, Jimmy Ignatowicz. What
yeah.
did he have?
He says loose. He likes to be loose and free. I think I think on the left side, I'm probably more, it seems weird, but just thinking about it, like, if I'm on the left, I'm probably a little bit looser. Not tense, just more whip through forehand, backhand side, I feel like I'm a bit more like stern and firm and like more of like a thunder punch versus like a real loose, like,
right.
Yeah, I feel like on the right, I'm a bit more compact as well. So maybe that's just because my backhand's shorter than my forehand. I don't know, but I don't know if there's a right way or a wrong way. I think it's pretty dependent on the person and their skill set.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I'm a little more rigid, and it kind of made me think, you know, it's like, it's everything with my lower body is so important, especially as a little guy, you know, to get, you know, positioning and, you know, strength and balance from that. So, it's just kind of made me think maybe, it's possible that I could be too rigid or possibly more intense than I would be optimal for me. So, definitely something to think about in terms of that loose factor. And you know, tension is, it's not positive in most aspects.
It's not where you get power. You don't get power from like heavy, hard tension. You really don't.
Right. So when you're talking about sports, so, I've even maybe not been critical, but like brought up how maybe I'd like to see a little more intensity when those firefights happen from a couple different players. And I'm going to have to second guess that and maybe talk.
You mean intensity, like with the body, like in terms of engaging
like a little bit more like this, let's go instead of standing more straight up. Like a lot of it has to do with the crouch too. I like to have some form of knee bend, when I'm in those situations. And I know some players, even Deckel's one of them too, that's kind of stand straight up when they get in those firefights and they're kind of swatting flies in the fast hand situations. So I'm going to have to research this a little bit more and figure it out.
I think there's pros and cons to both. I think, and this is something for you at home to go experiment with, right? Like play a game where you're really kind of loose and you let it rip when you're getting attacked, and play a game where you're, you know, a bit more compact and short and firm. But I think when I'm loose, my swings can kind of get too big. I feel like when I'm more rigid that I can keep it more compact. And there's a piece of that is like, I think you can keep a shorter swing when you have two hands on the volley on the backhand side. It kind of, you know, it stops you from going all the way through and following through. It kind of stops there because your left arm can only go so far. So yeah, it's, I don't know. It's worth experimenting.
Yeah. And I think with something like that also too, is I didn't really think about it that much. Like there's other little aspects of technical things that you're thinking about a lot, or it's easy to see. And I never like thought hard enough about what my body's doing and what does my technique look like in a firefight. It's kind of just like it starts happening and then there you go, you know? So,
you go full panic mode, just swing.
Panic mode, swing. That's just kind of what I've done from the beginning. Yeah. And I think that's an oversight.
That's a great under the radar, aspect that not many people probably think about.
Yeah. So, we'll revisit this one for sure. I'll gather some more info.
I'd love for the viewers, listeners to let us know down in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. And while you're at it, we never asked this, but it would be a big deal if you liked and subscribed and even shared the podcast with some people. You know, I know Adam would be grateful. I would be grateful. Josh, our producer, who's just probably so proud of me for doing this little blip, will be grateful. But yeah, we'd love to hear, like, go experiment with this, being more tense, more firm, and then loose at the kitchen line for those exchanges. Be curious to see what everybody's thoughts are.
Yeah, perfect. And I think we are going to run a little short today. We're a day late, normally recording on Tuesday, recording on Wednesday today. So
Josh is so fast. He's probably going to get this out right away. It's got editing because we're you know, one take heroes and
high end
luxury content creators.
That's right. I'll actually be home for the next episode. It's been a while. It feels like there are a lot of hotel rooms and a lot of recordings in random places. So I'm excited to be home before the CIBC finals and back at the studio.
You're going out west though for the finals?
I'm going out west, and that's my last one. 1 month off after that.
Nice.
And then I believe second weekend of January is just a slam right off the bat in Palm Springs on the PPA side of things.
And so, I'm sure you've already had your agent renegotiate just an insane contract for next year for the commentary.
400% increase in salary.
That's what happens when you're that good.
First class accommodations and flights, and of course that's what's happening, Robert.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing less for you, Adam.
Nothing less.
All right. Well, good luck at MLP. I'll be watching. Everybody will be watching. Super exciting to have kind of the full year end with this. So,
right.
I hope it's packed in person. I'm sure people will be watching. And this is. Do we have any idea of next year MLP yet?
It's looking like. By the way, roll the dice to finish off what you were saying. And
roll it.
I have heard rumblings that it's going to be a condensed schedule. So, not gonna
like
have
condensed
the first,
like in terms of time,
right, like nice. Into the heart of the year, like kind of the summerish month. So the season cool. might only be somewhere in the 4 to 6 month range for Major League Pickleball, and that is not confirmed yet either. But I feel like that's probably what's gonna happen. So, yes, I love it. I love it. It was hectic last year with, you know, I mean, and not to anyone's fault. It kind of had to be given the situation.
Yeah.
But to have a schedule that's hopefully going to come out pretty soon that gives us some clarity for the year is awesome. Awesome.
Good stuff. Well,
all right.
Yeah. Go light them up this weekend, Adam.
Oh, you know, I will. We'll talk to you in a week, buddy.